This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. With just days left in the presidential campaign, President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are concentrating their efforts on Florida, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
On opposite sides of Florida.
I love this state and I love the people of this state.
You hold the key.
Joe Biden telling a Broward County crowd if Florida goes blue,
it's over.
In Tampa, the president reminded supporters Florida backed him 4 years ago and must again.
When we win, Florida wins and America wins. It's very simple.
Florida is nearly a must win for the president. Another state Biden is looking to flip. More than 73 million Americans have already voted, and both men are urging people to turn out in person Tuesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week. But it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks gained ground after Wednesday's precipitous drop, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.52%, the S&P added 1.19%, and the NASDAQ gained 1.64%. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has put his country on its highest level of security and promised to deploy thousands of troops to protect churches and other houses of worship after three people were stabbed to death in an apparent terrorist attack in Nice. We get more from Reuters' Olivia Chan.
The attacker, who was described as wielding a knife and shouting Allahu Akbar, was quickly detained after being shot by police. Several other people were injured. The French Anti-Terrorist Prosecutor's Department said it had been asked to investigate the attack. Nice's mayor, Christian Estrassi, said one of the victims was believed to be the warden at the Notre-Dame church and added they were killed in, quote, a horrible way. Estrassi added that the attack had similarities to the killing of Samuel Paty, a French teacher beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb by a man of Chechen origin. The attacker had said he wanted to punish Paty for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a civics lesson.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. India has become the second country to pass 8 million coronavirus infections, according to figures on Thursday. Cases have dipped from the peak in September, but as Reuters' Adam Reed reports, officials are warning it could get worse.
India is the world's second most populous nation and also has the second highest tally of infections after the United States. Cases in India have dipped sharply from September's peak, but experts warn the current festival season, which traditionally means celebrations all around the country, could bring about another spike. The death toll has been low relative to infections. According to Health Ministry figures, the total number of people who've died from the disease is now over 120,000.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. A reality star has been hit by the coronavirus. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
We'll let Khloe Kardashian break her own news.
To have corona.
She told about her bout with COVID-19 in a sneak clip of the family series Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Speaking in bed with a very raspy voice, Khloe said she had some of the classic symptoms.
Vomiting and shaking.
There's a bit of controversy in Khloe's announcement. She was diagnosed, it appears, in September. The preview clip comes a day after her sister Kim Kardashian West was put on blast online for posting group photos of her 40th birthday vacation on a private island. None of those who attended were photographed wearing masks. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.